'Tis the radio voice of the Evangel Home in Fresno. Welcome to Heartline, coming to you every weekend at the same time on this station. The Evangel Home of Fresno, ministering to women and children in crisis since 1955. Here is your Heartline host, Jim Tuck.
Well, greetings, my listening friend. Thank you for joining us today. Ken Adams, you have turned a dialogue or a quadrilogue today into a radio program. We appreciate that very much. We're in Jerry Brenneman's office. Jerry, as our listeners know, is the director of all things Evangel Home. And we have a couple of guests today, Jerry. We have Emma is with us. And Emma was kind enough to bring her mom,
yes, right.
Carmelita. And so we want to get a little chat with them going here. But word of introduction, if you would, Jerry, just explain what we're doing here with these two lovely ladies.
Okay, thank you, Jim. I look forward to that. I called down to the office this morning as I was on my way and said, hey, what do you think about Carmelita being on the radio? Because it's been a while since we had a crisis home woman, and usually we like to know our gals a little better than, you know, those who are just coming in. There's one here now doing an intake. She's been here 10 minutes. It would be great radio to have her on, but it wouldn't be great relationship. Mm-hmm. So we always have to balance the radio and the relationship. And our guest today is Carmelita and her daughter Emma, or Emma and her mother Carmelita. And they are both beautiful women.
Really,
Emma is 4, Carmelita is
26.
26, and she's been in the crisis home for 2 weeks. And at some point in that 14 days, she thought, I don't think I want to spend the rest of my life in crisis. Maybe I'll do something about it. So she is now applying for Crossroads. She's just begun that process. And I don't know how much she even really knows about it. I just know that I eavesdropped on her one day and heard her saying that she doesn't want to keep doing the same things over and over. So.
Well, and that's a great start. I mean, you come to the realization you got to have help if things are going to change, and that's ground zero. That's foundational. Well, Carmelita, first of all, welcome.
Welcome. It's a pleasure to be here.
All right. We'd like to know just a little bit about you. You are in the crisis shelter, so you didn't have a place to stay. Tell us a little bit about your background, if you don't mind.
Oh, when I was 16, my mother had died. She died of heart problems and stuff. So I was on drugs. You know, I went down the wrong path. You know, was kind of on my own since then. And I have 3 wonderful children, so I've been off and on and stuff. And I'm so tired of that lifestyle. When, you know, I just don't want that anymore for me and my children. And when I came here to the Evangel Home, it's I love that staff, the atmosphere. It's, you know, they make me feel like they're family.
Blah, 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 blah.
And
you,
she thinks she's got the hang of it now.
This radio stuff's old hat. I'll talk now. So, well, let me ask you this: when did the drugs start? When you at 16?
Yes, at 16.
Who helped you down that path?
Just.
People who
I thought were friends, yeah.
So have you decided that those friends don't need to be part of your life?
Yeah, they're no longer in my life.
Yeah. Well, that's a good start.
And, you know, Jim, I think that is one of the things that someone in Carmelita's situation, she's very bright, very polite, very, she takes responsibility for herself, and she's able to see other people's perspective. I mean, I could tell that by watching her, but one of the huge differences is when you're in that drug scene or you're in any scene out there where you're just trying to survive, it's a parasitic kind of thing where people become parasites and you become their friend. How can they use you up?
Right.
And so you develop, if you didn't already have those trust issues, that just cements it. So when women come in here and they see that staff doesn't really want anything from them, we just want the best for them. And for some of them, I think, really, that's the first time they've seen that. For some of them, Jim, it's almost too late for them to recognize it. They are so into that culture of using and being used. And Carmelita is not so far gone into that she can't see when people might really have her best interest at heart. So.
Well, Carmelita, you were obviously looking for a place to stay. How did it come to be that you didn't have a place to stay?
I had been through a lot as far as just I passed. I don't want to say much about that.
No, that's fine, and that's part of the ground rules. It's okay.
Because of that, whatever had happened to me, you know, I kind of went downhill. I was depressed and on drugs, and I didn't want that no more. So I've been clean for 4 months, and I was still in a situation where I didn't have a home. So I was looking on the internet, and I seen, you know, read about the Evangel Home. I printed out the pamphlet, read about it, and
I think that's the first time we've heard that,
maybe
Jerry.
Maybe on the radio, but I've had a number of women, because I get the Evangel Home email on my computer, so I look at it. And I'll get women all the time who say, can I come in? Or, I live in Georgia, I'm thinking of moving to Fresno. That kind of person doesn't usually.
Right.
I live in Georgia, I'm thinking of moving to Fresno to be in a homeless shelter. I hope not.
Yeah.
But someone like Carmelita evidently looked, didn't email me that I know of, must have called. But I was talking to someone yesterday, Jim, who asked the question, how do women find out about you? And I was able to say a number of them look at the website, and either they have access to their own computer or at a friend's or at the library. So whatever is on there that kind of entices them, that's great. I want that website to speak like to the audiences here, the audience that wants to help us and the audience who needs to be here.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Carmelita, you browsed around the internet, found Evangel Home. Something must about the web page must have looked attractive to you.
It was because it was like a spiritual thing, and I accepted the Lord Jesus Christ since I came here to the Evangel Home. I now got my own Bible. It was a gift, and since I got it, I haven't been able to put it down. And yeah, but when I came here, I was like, okay, I'm gonna come here for 28 days. Hopefully, I find a home, and you know, I'm out. I didn't expect all the, you know, just all this other good stuff that you guys, you know, offer and you guys have here. And I heard about the Crossroads program, and now it's like just being here, even though I know I want to change and, you know, I don't want to go back to my past, I heard about the Crossroads program, and it sounds like it'll be good for me, you know, that it will make me a better person. And, you know.
Well, yeah, go ahead, Jerry.
I'm just kind of chuckling. People listening have no idea what Carmelita is facing, dealing with right now, because Emma has suddenly become quite active and squirmy and can evidently click her fingers into the microphone. I saw her clicking with... Can you do that?
Yeah, as a finger snapper. So, Emma, let's talk to you a little bit. What do you think about being here at Evangel Home? Do you like this? Do you like a daycare?
No.
She
doesn't like daycare. She doesn't like leaving her mom. That's why.
She'd rather stay with her mom than go into daycare. Yeah, I can understand that.
But she goes.
She goes nonetheless. And she is so cute.
Well, Carmelita has two young sons also. Who? How old are the boys?
6 and 7.
And they visit on the weekends right now. Good kids. Her kids are all... She's done a great job of being a mom.
So was your mom a good mom?
Yeah, she was great.
No.
She was great, yeah. She was awesome.
And so you had a good mother modeled to you.
Yes, I did. Yeah, I did.
My
I took
grandma
that,
didn't hide her.
It was really hard when she passed away. I took that really, really hard. And, yeah. She was really great, and that's why I want to be, you know, the greatest. I want to be 100%.
Well, you know, that's another head start to have that image out there of a quality
yes.
mom to begin to model yourself after. I think that's a good head start for Carmelita as she begins the process of adjusting from the parasitic lifestyle to a productive lifestyle. What do you see long term, or have you allowed yourself to think long term?
Past year.
La la la.
Kind of like what you want to be when you grow up.
Yeah.
Well, I want to, first of all, go to school, and I want to get in the whole criminology field. I want to be able to help troubled teens and you know,
good.
Just...
So you have an idea what they're dealing with.
Yeah, because I've been through it all, you know. I've been through...
But I'm going to change, because we're coming short on time here, I want to back up a little bit. You say you came to faith in Jesus after you got here. Tell me about that a little bit.
Oh, it's great. I mean, I've always felt alone, lonely, and just like I don't have anybody. And just since I came here, I've accepted the Lord Jesus Christ, and I think that's awesome. I think it's great. I enjoy chapel.
Did you accept him? Was it in chapel? Was it with a staff member? How did that happen?
In chapel, yeah. I at first I was like, I don't know about two times. But it is great. I like it. I look forward to it.
Good.
Yeah. And
if I can tell you, when I first came here 22 years ago, I thought the same thing. Chapel twice a day? What? But it's very, very good to have your day start and end that way.
I've learned a lot from it. I learned a lot. And I've learned to humble myself and to, you know, just...
There's a lot of growing to be done, but that's a great start. Now you found your way into a great starting position. Well, Carmelita, thank you. It's great to chat with you, get acquainted a little bit. And I know you've got, provided you get accepted into the Crossroads program, months and months of training to go here. And I pray God's best for you, whether it's here or somewhere else. Foundationally, I think you got a great starting point, a strong desire to change. Is important, and faith in Jesus is even more important. Jerry, we're coming to mid-October, and meeting the holidays are, you know, speed bump and a hiccup down the road. Talk about that a little bit. What are the special needs of Evangel Hope heading into Thanksgiving and Christmas?
Remember when that's always, we have our great turkey talks then, because that is when we get lots of food that lasts us through the whole year as far as frozen things. And turkeys are always kind of at the head of the pack,
yeah.
Because we'll get things during the holidays that we don't get the rest of the year, and we do then save them to get us through. So this is the time we really need to begin laying in the extra food, canned goods, frozen food, and have people call. We'll be talking about Christmas sponsors. Someone listening might end up sponsoring Carmelita and her children for Christmas, so we want to get the word out on those things.
Well, my listening friend, let me suggest this way, as you begin to buy for your holidays, buy extra, buy the same thing and bring it to Evangel Home, because everything you need at home, they need in way bigger numbers here. Paper goods, the large plastic trash bag liners are always a need. So put those on your shopping list as you think about the holidays. Just double up, or at least increase. And if you've got questions about sponsoring or how you might participate one-on-one, or what might be available to help with the women here at Evangel Home, give us a call at 264-4714. We're out of time. Thanks, Jerry. Thank you, Carmelita.
Thank you.
Bye-bye, Emma. And thank you, my listening friend, for joining us today on this edition of Heartline from Evangel Home of Fresno.
In addition to the telephone, you can also reach the Evangel Home online at evangelhome.org. Thank you so much for tuning in this weekend's edition of Heartline, the weekly RV radio voice of the Evangel Home in Fresno.